Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not invited, but I'm glad I made it. Oh, let me apologize. I'll make up for all those times. Your love, I won't lose. I'm begging.
Yes!
Oh, it is.
The 9 o'clock hour of the Alex Donham Show. Kind of surreal what I was just watching live on CNN. The Singapore summit. Donald Trump shaking hands with Kim Jong-un. That's just weird. Like, it's a weird thing to see. And I don't know if this is a bad thing or a good thing, right? Like, on the one hand, I think it's important to establish a dialogue, even with maniac tyrannical leaders. Like, I think it's at least important to open up a line of communication. It doesn't mean you have to support the things that I do, that they do, but I think there is some value in having a chat. I just don't know what the content of that chat is going to be like. And why is Dennis Rodman not on my screen? Shouldn't he be the one moderating this conversation? I hope something good comes out of this, because I do think it's important to engage in a dialogue with any world leader, but just the content of that conversation, to me, it has to be substantive, and you certainly cannot, as an American leader, concede anything, any sort of advantage to North Korea. So I hope that the Singapore summit goes very well today. Wow, texter angry. Do not mention Trump's name again, please. Well, come on, man. Just this is an important Singapore summit. Will they have a Singapore sling after the Singapore summit?
Alex, this is very concerning.
Why?
Because all you've heard that these two going back and forth, that this guy overseas, he's willing to do this. And Trump's like, well, I'm willing to do this. And all of a sudden, in a split second, they were shaking hands for like more than 25 seconds.
Weird.
I don't know.
I wonder what they talk
about. I feel
about.
Like high hob.
Do you get right into business, or do you like talk a little basketball first? Like, I honestly.
Well, I'm sure he watches NBA.
No, I know he does. Kim Jong-un loves basketball.
I mean, Dennis Rodman goes visits him and gives him everything he wants.
But like, do you get right into like, bro, knock it off with these missiles? Like, do you get right to that? Or do you say, did you watch Golden State? Like, come on, man. Is that good for the NBA, Kim? Is that a good thing to have all those players? I mean, you've got Kevin Durant. You got Steph Curry. You've got Klay. You've got Draymond. On one, is that fair, Kim? Is that a good thing for basketball? Do you open with that and then you kind of transition into, bro, these missiles, come on, man? Or do you start, do you lead with the missiles, or do you have to ease into it? Is it like a first date? Hardest thing in a first date is the opening line. I'm so happy that I'm off the market, because if I was trying to date these days with Tinder, oh, I wouldn't know what to do.
That's the worst thing if you really want a great relationship.
And you're not currently Bumble. Single, Manny. You're in a committed monogamous relationship. But there was a time in recent years when you were not. Were you on Tinder?
I was on that? Tinder and on Bumble.
What is Bumble?
Bumble is a more mature Tinder, or so it seems.
Like for older people? More mature?
Not for older people, but for more serious people.
Oh, okay.
But so like, you know what's so funny? I found more friendship things in Tinder, life-wise for me, than Bumble. Bumble was the opposite of what
really?
I thought it was.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I do live in Miami, so.
So you never know what that Bumble's going to get you.
No.
If you'd like to get in tonight, share your infinite wisdom with us via the phone lines. 305-567-0560. 954-567-0560.
How about you? Was there any Tinder back in the day?
No.
About MySpace?
Yeah, MySpace was a good place to run game back in my day.
Run game? Look at you.
I mean, it never got me. Actually, well, like I said, it never got me anywhere.
So you got around the bases?
I got like to the second, maybe, through MySpace. I didn't...
So what happened? So what happened to going to third?
They turned a double play on me. It was bad. I don't know, like, believe it or
not. No, pop on the fly out, double play.
Now, like, okay, when I was still single, like, the online dating was starting to get big, but I can proudly say I did not land my wife through online dating. We met the old-fashioned way in person. Actually, what happened with my wife, I knew my wife. We went to college together, and we were in the same circle of friends, but we weren't actually dating. I just, like, started creeping on her after college. Like, I started, because I found out that she got out of a very long relationship. I had been, you know, kind of waiting in the wings for my moment for a few years. And then as soon as I realized she was no longer in that relationship, I started to slide in the text messages. Like, that's how I got in. But we did meet the old-fashioned way in person, which I'm kind of proud. Like, I can remember, and I'm not saying this is a good or a bad thing, right? Because I think the most common way people get into relationships nowadays is through online dating. Like, I think that's more common than meeting people in person. And so I don't think there's much stigma behind that anymore. But Chang, like 10, 11 years ago, when I was on the market, like, yeah, you had Match.com, you had, you know, social media, you had the MySpace, you had eHarmony, like, you had places, forms of online dating back then. But 10, 11 years ago when I was single, you were kind of considered a loser if you met somebody online. I think a lot of that stigma has gone away. But I can remember, dude, when I was dating, I probably could have done a lot better if I'd taken advantage of the online dating. But there was a certain amount of pride that I took in saying, you know, I actually approached this person and started talking to them. I was kind of embarrassed back then. I don't think I would be today. But back then, I was embarrassed by the idea. Like, it almost seemed like a cheat code. Like, oh, this is not a good way to meet somebody. This is too easy. Not that I had a lot of success without it, but I still had enough pride to say, I don't want to rely on the online dating as a crutch.
I think the thing with me, Alex, it was that I was scared to know what would happen if it went wrong. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Not the online dating scene, but, you know, to be able to go up to a girl and say, oh, you look beautiful today. What do they think that I'm trying to hit on them? What do they think if I'm just saying that to Matt Game? I was trying to be honest. I was being myself.
Right, right, right.
But to think about what the negativity would be after that is what scared me. So I was just very shy about it. Never really said much.
Yeah, that's why, like to me, like some dude, like if you look like Brad Pitt, like you can open with whatever line you want. Oh, you look hot. Well, let's do it. Like you say whatever you want to. If you look like that, if you look like me, the better strategy is to kind of fly in under the radar. You get what I'm saying here? Like, I would never open up with, you look beautiful today. No, you're skipping a few steps if you don't look like Brad Pitt. You open up with small talk. You say something compelling. You make yourself interesting, Manny. You make yourself interesting, and that person says, you know what? When this guy approached me, I was not attracted to them whatsoever. But after talking to them for 10 minutes, yeah, I could see it. I could see it. I think that, to me, is the goal. Texter writes in, the movie The Interview ruined this Kim Jong-un meeting with Trump for me. I laugh every time I see him in his security detail. And what about the portable toilet story? I've only watched that interview movie once, but the part that I can never forget is, because you remember Seth Rogen and James Franco, they're TV interviewers, they get granted an interview with Kim Jong-un. And then the CIA, like, approaches him and says, hey, listen, while you're over there, do us a favor and take him out. Like, what? Take him out. Assassinate him. So they're over in North Korea, presumably to interview Kim Jong-un, when they really have, you know, a plan to rid the world of that horrible dictator. And then when they're over there, they get to see the whole ruse, right? Like, when you're in North Korea, they have, like, actors pretending that this is a much better country than it really is. So the part that I will never forget is, They're like in the car from the airport to Kim Jong-un's palace, and they drive through this village. It turned out the entire village is like a movie set, like a false front. There weren't even real buildings. But they see this fat kid running around the streets, and they're like, oh, this place can't be so bad. They got a fat kid. Like, oh, this is not a terrible country. You've got a fat kid. Like, you know, people are eating well. The whole fat kid thing is what stood with me from that movie. I can't remember the rest of it. But honestly, I thought the best thing to happen in that movie was the fact that they pulled it out of theaters, because I don't know, man. I feel like they got more buzz. You know, North Korea had the hack. They threatened, oh, you can't air this movie in theaters. So they ended up putting it on Netflix. I don't know. I feel like I probably wouldn't have watched that if not for the fact that there was the whole controversy behind it. Wow. This texter has won my favor. Dono, you're cuter than Brad Pitt. I'll take it. Chang, do you agree or disagree? Me, Cuban.
Break.
That's it? Are you going to cut my mic?
Just put it this way. Baby Luca's cuter than you.
Oh, absolutely. But Baby Luca
He looks, has a little bit of Becca in him.
Not only that. Baby Luca looks a lot like me as a baby, which means it's not his fault that I did this to myself, right? That I've got the 5 o'clock shadow and I lost all my hair. That's not his fault. Yeah, he doesn't have a lot of hair, actually, my kid. It's going to come in, though. Like, you can tell. Like, you can look at, like, he's got a good hairline, right?
But it's blonde.
Yeah, like, his hair is almost invisible, but it's there, bro. It's there. Trust me. Baby Luca, I'm going to get him on the Rogaine at, like, age 6 so we can stave this off. That was my problem. By the time I started using the Rogaine, it was too late, and then I gave up on it. I should be doing Rogaine commercials, but I'm not. I'm speaking as an unpaid spokesman for that. They don't pay me a cent, so believe what I say here. Chang, I was using Rogaine for like 5 or 6 years, and I didn't think it was working because I was still losing hair. Right? I just thought I'm paying whatever it was, $50 a month for this stuff, and I'm still losing my hair. So at a certain point, I don't know, circa 2012, I stopped buying the Rogaine because I didn't think it was working. Then I came to realize, like 2 months later, when I lost all of my hair, the only reason why I had some scraps up there was because of the Rogaine. I stopped using the Rogaine. Within a month, everything fell out. So it does do something, I think. Like, it's not gonna give you, like, Richard Gere Pretty Woman hair, but I think it does actually do something.
You never tried Bossley?
Well, that's like a restoration program, right? See,
I have no idea.
I'm weird about that the same way.
Or maybe the chichichia?
Oh, the chia? Like plant like a fern on top of my head? I'm going to plant moss on top of my head. But to what you're saying.
Some great sod up there.
The hair restoration. I am the same way about that I was about the online dating, right? Like 10, 11 years ago when I was single and I didn't feel right using online dating because I thought it was like it was kind of frowned upon then, like, oh, you're a loser, you met your girlfriend online, like that's not real, right? Like, there was a stigma behind it circa 2007 that does not exist today. You were kind of a loser if you met somebody online. I kind of feel the same way about hair restoration. I'd be giving up on my baldness. Like, I earned the lack of hair that I have on top of my head. If I throw in the towel and get a procedure, I feel like I'm less of a man for doing that. Also, Dennis Rodman is there. Text writes in, what the hell is Dennis Rodman doing in this meeting with Trump? You think Dennis Rodman is the one who brings up the missiles? Like, maybe he's the one who brings up the hard-hitting topics. Like, guys, listen, we can talk about my rebounds and my championships all we want to. Kim, you got to tell Donald about the missiles and what we're going to do here. Maybe Dennis Rodman's the guy that brings that up. The Alex Dono Show continues next here on QAnon. I am very curious to find out if Dwayne Wade's comments to Fox Sports Radio regarding LeBron James actually have any correlation to his future. I think we're going to have a good idea, you know, once LeBron makes his decision that if he stays in Cleveland, goes to Los Angeles, or goes to Miami, that it is probably more about lifestyle than it is about chasing rings. Or if he goes to Houston or to Philadelphia or, God forbid, to Golden State, it's pretty clear he's just thinking strictly about championships and little else, right? But here's what Dwayne Wade said on Sunday, interview with Fox Sports Radio. To me, I don't think it's a basketball thing. And this is D. Wade talking about LeBron's upcoming decision. Obviously, you saw this year, he could get to the finals, no matter what the circumstances are. I don't really think for him, the basketball decision is saying, oh, let me go team up with 3 all-stars. I think at this point in his life, it's more so of a lifestyle thing than of where my family is going to be, of a lifestyle thing of where my family is going to be most comfortable, where I'm going to be the happiest at, because basketball-wise, he's so great, he can bring along and take along whoever, D-Wade said. He did offer clarification, though, today, because when D-Wade says something like that LeBron's decision is going to be more of a lifestyle decision than a basketball decision, your assumption would be, wow, D-Wade knows something. Like, D-Wade has got info. He and LeBron are friends. D-Wade knows something. He knows secrets here. Let the record show, Wade posted on Twitter. I don't have any inside information whatsoever about this decision. I don't know if I believe that, honestly. I don't know if I believe that. I mean, if nothing else, he knows LeBron better than any of us do. You don't think these guys have spoken, at least in general terms, about this, right? D-Wade may not know right now he's going to L.A. or he's going to Houston. He may not know that 100%. But I think D-Wade, for him to say it's going to be more of a lifestyle than basketball decision, I've got to believe that he and LeBron have had conversations about this, and he at least knows the way LeBron is approaching this. I don't think that's strictly D-Wade giving his opinion. I think at least part of that is based on LeBron's opinion. He may not know exactly where that destination is, but I think D-Wade does know something here. Okay, so just let's play with the premise here. You hear that in D-Wade's opinion, LeBron James' decision, more about lifestyle, more about where my family is going to be comfortable, where I'm going to be the happiest. That's got to at least give Cleveland a little hope. I think a small amount of hope, right? Because on the one hand, I know Cavaliers fans are saying, you're telling me there's a chance when they hear this. Because on the one hand, his family is already in Ohio. They're already comfortable in Ohio. So that would lend to the comfort argument. But I've got to think there's at least some basketball that comes into this, because for as happy as he might be with his mansion in Cleveland and his mansion in Akron, you know what didn't look comfortable? Having to carry that team on your back and play 48 minutes in these playoff games, score 51 points, triple doubles, and still lose. That doesn't look comfortable. There's got to be some kind of a compromise between the two, right? There's got to be some kind of a compromise with at least having some help and also being in a good city in a good situation, right? Because Cleveland has some work to do to make that roster and that fit more pleasant for LeBron. You know, as happy as his family might be there at this moment, they also do have to step something up in the basketball regard. But when you're talking about comfort or lifestyle, meaning more than just playing with three All-Stars, I think that puts Los Angeles in the mix. No question. I think, and you know what? We were talking earlier tonight about how the sports books now have Los Angeles Lakers as the favorite over Houston, Cleveland, everywhere else. I think D-Wade's comments might have moved that needle a little bit, right? I think D-Wade's comments might have moved those odds a little bit in favor of LA. Because doesn't that meet that criteria? Lifestyle, you're talking about LeBron, who is... LeBron James is not just a basketball player. He's a corporation, right? And he's an entertainment CEO, essentially. So if you're looking for a place that checks off a lot of boxes lifestyle-wise, the movie and TV capital of the world, Los Angeles, I think that would make sense as a fit for him. And my suspicion is he's going to go there, and he's going to either take Paul George or Chris Paul with him to Los Angeles. That's my suspicion. But if you're talking lifestyle, that also at least makes you think Miami is going to be in the mix, right? Because we know he enjoyed that lifestyle when he was here 4 years ago, and we know this is an accommodating city. And also, you know, I know people often say, well, oh, the fans in Miami are trash, right? There's not enough enthusiasm for the sports teams. That does kind of work in your favor a little bit, though. When you are one of the most recognizable athletes on the planet, LeBron James can go to some of those posh restaurants and nightclubs and not get hounded and bothered there when you're surrounded by Europeans and South Americans on South Beach who may not even know or care who you are. You get more of that in Miami than you get in Cleveland, right? That LeBron James can't walk a foot down the street in Cleveland without getting hounded by adoring fans. We have enough rich people from other countries who maybe don't care as much about LeBron James in this town. We also have our share of sports fans, don't get me wrong. I defend the South Florida sports fan every chance I get. But it's such an eclectic environment here, you can blend in a little bit more, right? If you see a famous face on South Beach, it's a little bit easier to be incognito, and not rich incognito, just incognito, and not get hounded the same way you do walking down the street in Cleveland. Easier to do that in Miami or Los Angeles than it is in most places. You can enjoy that lifestyle a little bit more. So I think that what D-Wade says about lifestyle over basketball that could definitely make Clevelandites feel a little bit better. It can definitely make Lakers fans feel a lot better. And I think it even gives Miami fans some pause to wonder, could this really happen? Could this really be something that comes together again? Is Paul George also here? Somebody writes, I know Kawhi Leonard was spotted at Chipotle.
Yeah, Paul George was at a movie theater last night.
Yeah? Well, again, yeah. Athletes love to hang out in South Florida.
Yeah, Miami's not Cleveland.
What do you think Paul George saw?
Ocean's 8.
Isn't there another? Oh, so what about Solo? Or no, he probably
Solo
saw
was
that
two
already.
And a half weeks ago, buddy.
I still get haven't to seen it. I still haven't seen Solo.
By the way, Incredibles comes out this weekend. That should be fun.
Yeah, eventually, my 3.5-month-old, still a little bit too young to go to the theaters, but eventually that's the type of movie I will be seeing every
weekend. Oh, Donald, you get to watch all those kid movies again. Dumbo,
I
got to
admit something to you. There
Pinocchio.
Are times, like when I'm watching TV with my, I don't think he really cares what's on, but we still like to keep cartoons for him because he seems more engaged with cartoons than like regular grown-up shows. So there are times when I'm with my 3.5-month-old, and we watch Disney Junior together, right? We watch The Muppet Babies. We watch PJ Masks. We watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. We watch Puppy Dog Pals, which is my personal favorite. I watch Disney Junior with my 3.5-month-old. I will admit, there are times I put baby Luca down for a nap. I walk back to the living room. Puppy Dog Pals is on. I'll sit and watch it for another 20 minutes. I'm that guy. I am that dad who will sometimes get caught up in the cartoon. Let me grab Stormcat. You're on QAM. What's up, Stormcat?
Hey, I'm watching this game with Auburn in Florida, right?
Ooh, what's going on there? I've got the stinky Marlins on. I got to change the channel.
Okay, now, Florida stole home.
Bastards.
Okay, now, they stole home, but when the commercial is over, they out in the outfield. How did they steal home and they're in the outfield? I mean, where did the third out come from?
I don't know. It sounds like Florida can just get away with stealing things if their history as a university is any indication.
Uh-huh. No, seriously. Okay, somebody know I'm not crazy now. They looking at the same thing I'm just looking at. Somebody out there listening, they know what I'm talking about. I need to find out, okay, Florida, they had a steal. Some guy stole home. He stole home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I give it to him. He stole home.
Mm-hmm.
But now after the commercial's over, Florida's in the outfield. Where does the third out come from? That's what I need to
Did you get up to get a snack and you missed it? I can't.
No. Honest to God. Seriously. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at it right here. I haven't moved.
I would like to know as well. 560-22 on the Kendall Toyota West Kendall Toyota text line.
It's 2-1. Florida's home.
Yeah, I've got it on now, but I missed the play you're talking. Oh, hold on. Let me let you run, Stormcat, because I think Manny Chang has an answer. So listen here.
All right. Okay, Stormy. So this is how it is. There's two outs. You got one ball and two strikes. The guy on third base steals home, and then the other guy tries to steal third base, but then he gets out.
Ah, so the stealing of home happened first.
Yes, the stealing of home happened first before the out. That's how the run stays up on the board.
By the way, I was talking about how like it's easier as a super famous athlete to walk down the street in L.A. or Miami than it is in Cleveland when you're the only thing happening in that town. Text writes and right, there's no paparazzi in Los Angeles. Okay, fair point. I don't know, though. Still, wouldn't you rather, as a celebrity trying to live your life, wouldn't you rather be like one of a million celebrities in L.A. than the only celebrity in Cleveland? Wouldn't it be easier to live your life? I know there's plenty of paparazzi in L.A., but in Cleveland, you're literally the only thing that people want to see in that city. You and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.